State Senator Nina Turner says Ohio Secretary of State Republican John Husted paints a rosy picture of the 2012 election, but she says reality shows some voters in some areas were frustrated when casting their ballots.
I was out there among the people wrapped around blocks and blocks in front of Cuyahoga County Boards of Elections, out there trying to vote. So he may be able to paint a rosy picture, but when I talk to voters, when I look in the eyes of voters standing out there in the cold, grandmother standing out there, baby standing out there, that does not paint a rosy picture. When voters have to stand in line for 2 hours, for 3 hours, for 4 hours, that is not a rosy picture. Something is wrong.
Turner says she has the plan to make sure all Ohio voters are treated fairly. It includes easing provisional voting, allowing online changes to voter registrations, and putting into law a 3-day voting period the weekend before the election, 3 days that were mandated by court order in this past election. She once again takes Husted to task for his insistence to treat all of the boards of elections the same during the past election.
Now, uniformity has been bantied about like it is the Holy Grail. Uniformity doesn't equate to fair access for all Ohio voters. Uniformity aims for the lowest common denominator.
Turner says what works in a small rural county isn't what works in a big county like Cuyahoga. When Turner talks these days, she sounds like a candidate for Secretary of State. And she was asked by Copley News Statehouse reporter Mark Kovac about a recent fundraising letter she sent.
Sounded an awful lot like somebody who's in the race. Is that not the message someone should take?
You interpret it that way?
A lot of people on Twitter interpret
They interpret it that way, too. Well,
is that not your intent?
I sent out a fundraising letter.
For his part, Secretary of State Husted says his role right now is not the same as Senator Turner's.
I implement the law. They're the ones that need to make the law.
Husted says he upheld the law when necessary and complied with court rulings when they were handed down. But he says there's no reason to paint him as someone who wants to limit opportunities for voters.
I support early voting, that I support weekend voting. I'm going to work with Democrats and Republicans to try to come up with a compromise that will make expanded voting hours something that the people of Ohio have enjoyed and they'll continue to enjoy. Frankly, I think that reasonable people will disagree over the cost and when it should happen. I will support anything that Democrats and Republicans can work to find a compromise on so that we can avoid these contentious battles every 4 years during the presidential election. And that's my position.
As far as uniformity, Husted says all voters in all counties should have equal access to the polls. But he says that doesn't mean he wants to take away popular voting opportunities. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.